6:01, time for RC Country Hobbies. More than toys for big boys. It's for everyone. Everyone in the whole family.
6011 Folsom Boulevard.
What about the dog?
Hey, I bet you could find something there. My dog is obsessed right now with eating bark out of the backyard.
Bark!
So.
That'd be funny. It's like a war for a cat, and a dog's not going to be obsessed with eating meow out of it.
The thing about RC Country Hobbies, if you think about it, is that they actually, like, literally everything there is probably the most expensive dog toy that you
can buy.
Let me tell you something.
All you need is a water bottle, an empty water bottle.
We have a, my kids have a little remote control car. Uh-huh. My son does. And the thing they love the most about it is they like to chase the dogs with it. And my beagle runs from it, but my chihuahua, like, wants to eat it and bark, like, will run around the side and bark at it and paw at it, and then we'll let it sit there, and it'll go up, and then right when it, this is something I like to do, you probably hate it, right when my dog gets close enough to, like, sniff it,
I got one of those, like, at the zoo, like, 2 years ago, and I still haven't opened it, and I don't know why, but it's like, you know those little, it looks like a ferret or some kind of thing, and it just, like, flops around, it's got a battery in it. I got one of those to mess with my dogs, and I haven't done it yet.
Those are fantastic. Yeah. Those are good videos, too. I should strap my GoPro to my dog and do that.
Oh, you should put it on the car.
My God, I absolutely should.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be good.
Want to do something? We're coming up on a year anniversary of this show, April 4th, and we have never done this on the show before. Would you guys like to hear an arena cross highlight?
Okay.
What?
Matt's looking at me like, what? Okay. Here's an arena cross highlight.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Were you expecting that?
What? What's that from?
Loyal listener Daniel Blair on Twitter. I'll shout him out. Out at Daniel Blair 125, because there's 124 other Daniel Blairs.
Maybe he races 125.
Maybe he does. And he was, because he was watching Arena Cross last night. And he filmed that. The qualities, because he was filming the TV with his phone.
That's amazing.
That's
here's my live look in at Daniel, you say?
Yes.
As he's watching Arena Cross. Play the audio.
Play the audio. All right, hold on. Here, I got you. And here we go.
Rewind.
Mom, where's my phone?
That's stellar.
Oh, that's so bad.
Do you know who's on the call? Like a network?
No. Grant Napier's on the call.
He's doing video games now. Arena Cross too, right?
Man, that's solid.
Oh, God.
That is so funny.
That's just
dude, the guy couldn't even get it out without like laughing at his own joke first. I bet you anything he had that written on a cue card, you know, it had to
have
been
there. He had to have come up with that.
That was planned.
Line.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was excited to get it out and a little too excited.
Still.
Yeah.
Bang.
We got a fun show today. I'm telling you, this is going to be either, this is my prediction.
Started with some savagery.
It's going to be either one of the more stellar shows we've ever done.
Or one of the bigger crap.
Or just a giant crap fest. We've got that fun audio. Let's go down the list. So much stuff here. You guys, because sometimes I'll put stuff on the write-up and you have just no idea why.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you wonder why at 6:48 I put Laurel Hubbard wins the Australian International Weightlifting Competition?
Yes, I did.
Okay, why the hell am I doing that? Because she was a man.
Okay.
So that's going to be an interesting conversation. Now competing in the women's division. And gee golly, there's a couple of comments about that. There are a couple people competing that have an issue. So that's a fun conversation. Not a fun conversation. War Machine, who used to be known as John Coppenhaver from one of the earliest Ultimate Fighters, got in a little bit of trouble. He was convicted on 29 counts of everything.
Are you sure
from,
it wasn't 29 accounts?
Did I say accounts? Counts. Oh, I did say accounts. Jeez. 29 counts by a Vegas jury yesterday of everything from repeatedly raping his ex-girlfriend to beating her, knocking out her teeth.
Yeah, he's not a good
person. He is just about the most horrible person in the world.
I don't even know if
he is
a person.
He did stuff to get that name.
He legally changed his name to War Machine.
You know, that makes Metal World Peace look bad.
War Machine? Yeah,
well, people that change their name and then follow through.
It's a great point.
Yeah, at least his is a positive one.
My God, and that story, you know, I purposely put it in a short segment because I don't want people to throw up. But if you're not familiar with what he did, it's just about one of the worst things you're ever going to hear. And the only bright side is he will never see the outside of a prison for the rest of his life.
I'm sure it's going to go well for him in there too.
Oh, I don't think it will at all. I really think he's going to have a tough stretch.
Talk about Ultimate Fighter.
Pun intended.
He's going to be fighting for his life.
Yeah, and other things, and that's fine with me. I love it at the beginning of every season, especially football and baseball. We have our top 10 craziest baseball foods this year, and that list is always great and makes you want to go run a lap.
I'm going to eat my Lunchable during that segment.
Remember yesterday the soccer player that thanked his wife and his girlfriend?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we have that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jerry Reynolds will come on and talk to us about the time he did that.
And his wife.
Right. And especially his wife.
Especially his wife, yeah.
Especially his wife.
My wife. I mean, especially my wife.
Oh, is this the death march? Yeah, it is. See you later, buddy. You better call Jacobian Myers, pal. Let's see. A high school coach in Washington put his dong in a hot dog bun and showed his team. That was like...
Come on, man. Don't give it away.
Oh, hey. if you're listening at 609 and then tuning back in, God bless you. And you know what? That was probably, at the best, the second grossest thing in that entire story. So
that's
tell you that at 8:30. And then my personal favorite, we'll get back to this
so
at 8:30.
Here's my favorite about all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Right? This is random crap that we usually don't address on this show. So it was not on my reading list yesterday of things that I like happened across while I was prepping for work.
List on your Kindle.
My bookmarks.
Whatever.
So when I see stories like this on the rundown, I intentionally don't look them up.
I love it.
Because I want to be as surprised as our listeners.
Yes.
And then you get a very real response from me.
That's the best part. That's why we have the don't talk about it, save it for the air. To get the real response. This one we'll do now real quick as we finish out this segment, and then we'll bring it back at 8:30. Katie, you played girls basketball back in the day.
Yeah, I played girls and women's basketball.
Yeah, I purposely said that way because, you know, and that's cute that you did that. Apparently, Apple agrees. You're familiar with Siri? Yeah.
I am. We've met. My Siri is an Australian male.
Really?
Yeah.
Ask Siri a question. Okay. What?
Yeah, it's Thunder Down Under, dude. You never heard that one before?
Siri, what does your March Madness bracket look like?
Oh my God, she's not joking. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Sure is.
Mine's a computer girl.
I was envisioning the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, I'll bet you were.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Could you get him to propose to you yesterday?
No, I couldn't.
Wow, might want to break that death march again.
Yeah.
The break.
I'll be in my car if you need me.
Apple and Siri, despite being a girl, apparently is not up on all things girl. I don't know if you're familiar, but UConn played last night.
Yeah.
They won by shockingly 20, so that's a barn burner for UConn. Ooh,
that was a close game for them.
Yeah, for them. So let's explore this
first.
Yeah,
but they really broke it open late.
Yeah.
How late in the game, Dave?
I was like, with you, I never know if you're doing
crazy. I'm actually kind of trying to say it.
Let's see here. Siri, what was the score of the UConn women's basketball game yesterday?
Connecticut snuck past Syracuse in two overtimes in the round of 64 yesterday. The final score was 94-64.
Nobody told Siri that women's basketball changed to four quarters. So she thinks every women's basketball game went to double overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Every single
push.
One.
Oh,
late
my gosh.
A late push, and they won by 30.
Snuck by.
Sorry.
Snuck by.
They won by 30, God. But they made a late. Who else played yesterday? Oh, now 85-78. Who the hell? I don't even know. There's got to be another. I mean, come on. There's always like 50 blowouts, right? What is today?
Today, hey, this is March, man.
Okay. While you're doing this, let me try something.
Oh, here we go.
Siri, who's your favorite to win the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Come on, Siri.
Here's the men's college basketball schedule for Thursday.
Oh, God, that's
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
they stopped it from making, because it used to be like, oh, I always like the underdog. So they would take, like, the 25th ranked team.
Really?
Yes, they've changed that.
You ever ask Siri to divide zero by zero?
No.
Oh, this is fun. Hey, cut that music for a second.
Nothing means nothing or whatever, right?
Siri, divide zero by zero.
Imagine that you have zero cookies and you split them evenly among zero friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
What?
loser.
Siri.
Loser.
Finally, Baylor beat Cal yesterday, 86-46. So that was kind of a barn burner. Let's see what Siri has to say. Siri, what was the score of the Baylor women's basketball game yesterday?
Baylor won a double overtime game against California in the round of 64 yesterday.
True.
The final score was 86-46.
Nailed it.
I mean,
nailed it.
Did somebody let Siri know that women's basketball changed to four quarters, please? Apparently, she doesn't care. That's kind of
We've got more. We've got more of Siri when we come back.
So that's the type of show it's. Oh, and we're having Jerry Reynolds on at 7:30.
And that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know about that. And then we unveil the 80s brackets go live today.
Oh my God.
At 8:30. We have our matchups. Nate, do your homework.
Oh, crap.
Well, you got 3 hours.
I'm on it, dude.
All right, so we're going to do that. Nate's going to have his Nate's top five ballads of all time.
The brackets are going to start crowning at 8 o'clock.
Ew.
Yes, sir. We'll take a break. Morning Gross. Brew is next. Let's hear from Adam Silver, who did memos yesterday, and the Thunder and Warriors, the Thunder down under, they got into it. And LaVar Ball, hey, he's back in the news. That's all next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. And then Cookie Monster gets no cookies, and you have no friends. That was Siri. That's Doc Rivers, the coach of the Clippers. Nobody on this show, I would imagine, happened to catch the 11 p.m. Sports Center last night with Neil Everett.
No. I did not.
Neil Everett sounded exactly like Dikembe Mutombo, and I guess there's a story to this. He was out, and I searched Neil Everett to see what the—I didn't want to tweet anything snarky if, like, he had a something— seriously
like
wrong with him.
Problem
right. So you always want to check first.
Right.
And the first thing that came up.
Well, nice people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't have a problem making fun of Neil Everett, but I don't want to make fun of him if he has some, like, throat issue, like a medical issue. So the first thing that pops up is a selfie that somebody took saying, hey, ran into an old friend, Neil Everett, over the weekend in Sacramento. And it's a picture of them and Neil Everett at Golden One Center watching the games. So Neil Everett was here Sunday and then flew back. And at some point, apparently, he got sick. And at first, I thought it was a joke.
It's probably our fault.
Yeah, he probably got it from you, actually.
I think so.
Because you were there.
Yeah.
He's doing the Sports Center, and I wish we had audio. And the whole Sports Center, coming back for break.
Playing through pain.
Yes, but it was like.
Hard to hear. Hard to listen to.
Yes. Like, it was really. I appreciate people playing through pain, but it was really horrific. That has nothing to do with anything other than Doc Rivers kind of sounded like Dikembe Mutombo, who sounded like Neil Everett. Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. He sounds like, you know, Adam Silver. And he has sent a memo to team owners. He did that Monday, informing teams the issue will be a prime topic of discussion at the next Board of Governors meeting in April.
April 6th.
He warned of, quote, significant penalties for teams that don't abide by the league's standing rules for providing notice to the league office, their opponent, and the media immediately upon the determination that a player will not participate in a game due to rest. And guys, we've been talking about this for a while. We've been talking about this all week. Here's the thing. You know what? At least on our show, I don't remember this ever being brought up. I'll tell you what's going on here. It's not the league partners, although it is a little bit, TNT and all that. Fans, man, all that. It's Vegas, man. Think about that. You're grabbing a bet on one team, mm-hmm. and then the team sits everybody, and that line flops, and you're locked in at Warriors minus six, and they just sat everybody. How many millions of dollars is that costing bettors? I haven't even thought about the effect this is having on Vegas.
Well, it's funny because in this report that came out about it it says Silver also implored team owners to get involved in decisions about, which is,
oh boy,
we asking them not to get involved,
yeah.
but to get involved in decisions about when to rest players, saying that other members of organizations may not fully understand the impact on fans and business partners or the perception of our game.
Sure.
So, yes, we should absolutely get all of the owners involved in decisions about who's playing.
That always works out well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I also like that that Adam Silver and the league were basically like, now, that's enough of this nonsense.
Yes.
We're going to be speaking about this.
Yeah.
At a meeting.
It really is.
We'll be having a meeting.
With
there will be croissants,
total,
okay? So you don't
impotence.
Want to
Listen,
miss it.
I mean, you've got to think that the league probably... You know, while they want to publicly sympathize with their fans, right? You would think that they probably are a little okay with this. Like, not necessarily on the Saturday nights, but if, you know, resting someone for a meaningless game in what month is this? March.
Yes.
Means that, you know, we're going to have the best teams and the best players healthy for the finals.
Yeah.
That's probably more in the league's interest.
Well, the first time this really happened where it became an issue was in November of 2012,
and we'll
when
get to
Greg Popovich did it in Miami.
$250,000 fine. More of this coming up in 6 minutes next break. We'll talk about Adam Silver, the NBA, and what the hell can or can't they do when it comes to resting.
That is Steph Curry talking about a little scuffle that took place with how do you say his last name?
I don't know.
Christian.
Yeah, exactly. Oops.
Meaning, you're not good enough for me to know who you are.
Yeah, who are
so
you?
I'm going to go ahead and go down and hit a freaking three-pointer at the buzzer and run straight into the locker room. Take that, Oklahoma City.
Full speed.
That's hilarious, man. Okay, you know it's bad when Steph Curry is getting into scuffles. I mean, because he's the
most...
I
hate the Warriors so much.
I know, you do.
They're so dull. Like, if you're going to be what they are, which is, I mean, basically the most dominant team in basketball, whether or not they blew a 3-1 lead last year, they've been the most dominant team in basketball for 2 years, maybe three years
now,
running.
Yeah.
And they stink at it. Like, they're just a bunch of boring dorks.
You want them to be, like, way more hardcore.
Right, like, I want them to embrace it. Like, be heels. Be the guys with the targets on your back. Like, Michael Jordan.
They are. They're starting to get in fights.
Yeah, whatever. That's nonsense. They're not villains, man. And if you got to be the best, you got to be a villain. Michael Jordan and the Bulls could embrace that. They had Dennis Rodman. You know, Michael had that edge.
Is Draymond Lakers, Green like, the... Dennis Rodman?
I guess, but that's really it. Other than that, all the other dudes just kind of fall in line and are, I don't know.
Yawn fest.
Boring.
We have like 45 seconds to get to the third one, so I'll just add this. I had a cousin, Stephanie, once, but we called her Steffer. That nice. Was wondering
good.
If Steph Curry had gone
good.
By Steffer Curry.
Steffer.
If that would, yeah, her name was
Is that
Steffer.
Like Jimmer?
Yeah, kind of. Jimmer was the female version of Jimmer, exactly.
The latest in the LeVar Ball saga is that he's well aware of the fact that he can enjoy new McCafe macchiatos, cappuccinos, or Americanos at McDonald's. This week only, training small, just $1 each. Price participation may vary for a limited time. I'm loving it. So, his boy, which one of them? I'm not sure.
That was Lonzo. Okay.
No, that was Lonzo. I'm sorry. But whichever one's going to... Both his kids are
LiAngelo
going to
LiAngelo and LaMelo.
Yeah.
They lost last week in the CIF Southern Regional Semifinals to Bishop Montgomery. LeVar Ball not happy with the coaching, saying, quote, man, we were supposed to go to Sacramento here, the state title game, but the coach is hard-headed. He wanted to do things his way. If we would have gotten along, we would have been in the state title easy, but he's trying to have resistance towards me, so on and so forth. He said, when you have any kind of resistance towards me and you, the head coach, it don't work out that good. I already knew he was going to lose that game.
Well, double negative aside, that's actually the one of two high school coaches' stories that we have today that couldn't be more polar opposites. We'll get to LeVar Ball and that saga next, along with Adam Silver, back in 2 minutes on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. Speaking of 80s music, our 80s ballad bracket battle gets unveiled in about an hour and a half.
I mean, you just have to dance with this, right?
Yes, you do. This will not be one of the entries.
Well, because you can't slow dance to it.
No. And the question is, did these guys even make it in the top 64?
They had to at least once.
Well, 64 songs.
Who is this?
Who is this?
What? This is, I'm sorry, I don't know names very
this
well.
This is Hall and
Oates. Is this Hall and Oates?
Hall and Oates. Am I wrong?
Hall and Oates.
Is this Hall and Oates, Matt?
Matt's like, I don't know. Hall and Oates. Daryl Hall, John Oates.
I do like Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this was them.
It's one guy. Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Holland, Peter, like the
Gage.
Tunnel?
Yeah, Peter
Gage. H-A-L-L-E-N.
And Hall and Oates.
O-A-T-E-S. LeVar Ball is back in the news. Oh, by the way, Scott Pollard will join us at 8:30.
Far out.
He's got a beef with Rajon Rondo, who said that he's contacted every single member of the Celtics championship team except for Ray Allen, who he's purposely not contacting. They're all going to have like a retreat getaway thing this summer. And he said, I even, you know, talked to Leon Poe, and he's naming off all these like random Celtics that were on that title team. And Scott Pollard goes on Twitter yesterday, goes, I got a ring. I haven't heard from you, pal. It's cracking. What's going on, Raj?
So, oh, my goodness.
We'll talk to – it's always good
Scott
to talk to
Pollard
Scott.
Pollard snubbed.
Right.
And, you know, he might know a thing or two about March Madness.
Oh, maybe. A little bit. Well, a little bit about Kansas Jayhawk basketball, Rock Chalk.
Also, you got to think that it's an honor for him to be
left
mentioned
off that
in the
list?
Same category ever as Ray Allen.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Scotty the Body Pollard. So that's coming up at 8:30. Jerry Reynolds at 7:30. We talked before the show. And all agreed that we're all so sick and tired of dumb LeVar Ball. But yet it's hypocritical because I think we've gone like 9 out of 10 consecutive shows talking about LeVar Ball. The problem is he just keeps saying and doing dumb things. It's impossible when you're dealing with a guy who's going to go top two, top three at worst in the draft this year and his crazy out of control dad. So the latest with LeVar Ball, and I found myself, and I'll say this on the air, I found myself thinking on the way in, you know, we hear about LeVar Ball all the freaking time. Where's Ma Ball? Like, where's the mom, the matriarch? So before I brought it up on the air, much like with Neil Everett, I didn't want to make fun of him if there was a problem. I also didn't want to bring her up if I've never heard of her, so I didn't know if she's never been in the picture, if there was an issue, and then the first couple.
Right, you don't want to just go diving in head first.
Exactly.
If you don't know what's in the pool.
First couple things that got brought up
how
was
deep it is.
Some story about how she had a stroke and the kids weren't allowed to see her or something, but then I looked at those websites and they were not reputable.
Nonsense.
And then I finally found an article where she was just interviewed like a week or two ago. Yeah. Dana Jacobson actually.
Well,
did
I saw a thing on ESPN when we were in studio one day, and they were obviously had the whole family on there, and they were doing this thing at their house. And yeah, I saw Ma Ball. She was in the picture. She was
so
wearing
funny.
All of the big baller gear.
Yeah, her name.
But
is
hers was bedazzled, so you know she's involved in the line. Yeah.
Well, she's obviously, you know, and there's some quotes in there about how, hey, you know, you can't tell LeVar to shut up. That doesn't work with him. And there was one quote that I had missed with LeVar Ball where he had said that he told his wife that they were going to have three boys. Hope you didn't want a girl. And then he said, I knew when we had our third boy that I, quote, had my brand. He's just gross.
It makes you want to vomit, doesn't it?
That is gross.
Well, in case you just have the vomit kind of peeking up at your throat, but it hasn't happened yet, your mouth's not completely
watering.
Right, like
you're just starting to get that feeling.
Yeah. Chino Hills lost last week in the state Southern Regional semis to Bishop Montgomery. Chino Hills is the school of LiAngelo and LaMelo, the other two balls. I just wanted to say that. The season ended short of the state final. LeVar wasn't happy. He talked to an LA morning show featuring Keyshawn Johnson. There's a guy who was always humble back in his day.
I mean, what?
And LeVar said, quote, man, we were supposed to go to Sacramento, but that coach is hard-headed. He wanted to do things his way. If we would have got along, we would have been in the state title easy. But he's trying to have a little resistance towards me. And I'm like, man, try and do it your way. That's why you lost three games. Because once he run and just play, and when my son really wants to play for you, we're going to do good. But when you have any kind of resistance towards me, and you're the head coach, It doesn't work out that good.
Ooh.
I already knew he was going to lose that game.
Because I'm basketball Jesus.
So we've had conversations, guys, about Lonzo Ball and whether or not Sam Amick wrote an article, USA Today, talking about what other GMs care and all that. Well, I think that's all been very debatable to this point. Now, when you start having a father go after a first-year high school coach about how he didn't listen to him and he resisted him.
High school.
So let's imagine what happens when he starts going after Brad Stevens for playing Lonzo 12 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Or any of that. Like, if you're an NBA GM now, you want that in your life? Any GM that says they're not thinking about this is a dirty liar. And, Nate, you made a great point before the show. Not that they would be in the mix anyways, but Spurs ain't drafting Lonzo Ball.
No.
Not going to happen.
I bet they ruled him out early on.
Yeah.
Not a Spur.
I wouldn't be.
Neither would Miami, because yeah. Pat Riley ain't putting up with that crap either.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Boston did the same. But, I mean, now let's just because you brought up the Celtics. They're a pretty good example. We can look at both sides of it. Whether you're saying Danny Ainge's position, and you're thinking, or Brad Stevens yep. for that matter. But what if you're Isaiah Thomas and you're going to end up as a top five MVP candidate in all likelihood? You've done everything to show that you can be the centerpiece of a competitive team.
Yes.
And what if this guy's saying that his kid is better than Steph Curry, what does he think of you?
Yeah.
And how much is he going to be in people's ear? I mean, it's just bad. It's just bad all the way across the board.
I know we're going to continue to put a camera and microphones in front of LeVar Ball's face.
Because the reality show's coming, I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't at this point. And I'm sticking to it. I don't care if you think I'm a dirty liar, Nate. I'm not watching that crap. Even if it's like content for the show, I refuse. And this is just Victor Cruz came out, like other athletes now are starting to like weigh in on this whole situation. But then we played the sound of Lonzo being asked about his dad. He's like, I'm used to it. He's always been that way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's been using his wife as a breeder for his brand.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. And like there's been a point where it was like a week ago where I'm like, where is the wife? Because I saw her on the TV. Why is she not stepping in and saying anything? Like, if it were my husband that were, and this is probably why I'm not married, so I'll just say that at the beginning, right? Because, Katie can't be controlled.
You can go
all kinds of different ways with this. But if it were just my husband.
Your own rope on this one.
I know, right? I'm going to hang myself. If it were my husband and my kids, and he was making, I wrote a blog on our website last week. He's making this all about him.
Yeah, and Adrian Ross got after your ass, by the way.
Did he?
Or you didn't see that?
No.
On the KHDK website, yeah, they posted your blog, and Adrian Ross, former Bengals linebacker.
I know, backer.
Okay, so he was like,
I'll punch him in the face.
Yeah, he went after you. He's
did
like,
he really?
Katie, you know what? Come on now. This guy's doing what's best for his kids and cares about his kids and loves his kids.
You're kidding. Did he really?
I swear to God,
we have to have Adrian on.
You haven't noticed there's a chunk of your ass missing? Because Adrian Ross took a bite out of that sucker.
He can Yikes. Take a bite out of it.
That. Yeah. Dude,
no, I think I think that Adrian has lost his mind.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous.
Fight.
This is not caring for your kids, doing the best for your kids. This is making everything about you. And it's
yep.
not. It's not about him. But this has been his plan since day one. He found someone that was crazy enough to say yes to him. He spread his seed, and this is what his plan was to have his brand.
He's got his brand.
What would happen? And you know what? I don't know the guy personally, but if he had three daughters, I guarantee you it would have been like, after the first one was a girl, it'd be like, sorry, you're not capable of making men. I need men. Goodbye. I'm going to find a wife that can make men.
It makes me, honestly, for the first time, we got a break here.
That
but
was big.
I now sat, and I hate that I feel this way.
Oh, no.
I'm completely rooting for his kids to all fail.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible way to think, but that's
right, it's not their fault.
That's where it's going.
It's not their fault at all. But that's exactly what's starting to come up in my head. Is like, I want these kids to crash and burn, and it's that's a
this?
Horrible thing to say.
Like, the second he gets that first big paycheck,
uh-huh.
I have no trouble going after it then, and because then you get to a point where it's like, dude, this kid needs to grow up, earn his paycheck, and tell his dad to kick rocks if
exactly.
he can't get out of the way.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
It's absolutely gonna go there. It's gonna get there.
We'll take a break. Why are we talking about Australian international weightlifting in the next segment? And Laurel Hubbard, she recently won That's fine. That's great. Why are we bringing it up? Because she's in the women's division, and she used to be a guy, and there's some conversation going on here. We'll tell you the story next on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.
It's 6:51, time for RC Country Hobbies. More than toys for big boys and girls. It's for everybody in the family. 6011 Folsom Boulevard, Sacramento.
Now it's 6:52. You just misled everybody.
Well,
you got to round up if you're going to do the time reads, Katie.
I can't.
Somebody out there
it's
is
when
probably going to
start, not when I finish.
People are going to be late for work now.
Oh, yeah. 1 minute.
Scott Pollard at 7:30. Jerry Reynolds. Nope, that's wrong. Scott Pollard at 8:30. See, there I go. Trying to be that guy. And then look at that. Jerry Reynolds at 7:30. Scott Pollard is going to join us at 8:30. And we got our 80s brackets unveiled at 8 o'clock. And Nate's going to tell you his top five.
That's right.
80s ballads.
Sure, they have to be 80s? I thought they just
Oh, I'm
any
sorry.
Ballad.
You're right. Any ballads.
Your top five ballads.
I apologize.
You can only have one Metallica song. Do you remember that that was stipulation.
The rest is going to be like Pantera Suicide Note Part 1.
I know. I think we're about to find out what a ballad is to Nate Goodyear.
Exactly.
It's going to be a loose definition.
And we ruled out the Metallica. You can't use one by Metallica
one
as a ballad.
Is not
no,
in.
No. Why are we talking about Laurel Hubbard? Laurel Hubbard is a Australian weightlifter, and she got her first win in an international competition, and it's ruffled some feathers across that region. Why is Laurel Hubbard's weightlifting championship upsetting people? Because Laurel Hubbard was once Gavin Hubbard, who competed also at a national level in weightlifting. She lifted 120, I don't know what kilograms are. I mean, I don't know how to convert it, but she lifted 123 kilograms in the snatch discipline, shut up, Nate, and produced a clean and jerk lift, shut up, Nate, of 145 kilograms for a 268 kilogram total.
How much was it? 128?
It was 123, 140, 268 total, 19 kilograms better, which I think is a lot.
It's 2 pounds, 2.2 pounds per 1 kilogram.
Per one?
Yes.
Okay, so what, like 40 pounds better almost than the next best competitor, which seems like a lot. One of the weightlifters, Caitlin Fasina, says she is who she is. That's the way the politics and what the New Zealanders have decided. I can't say much more than that. She's seen as a female, and that's the way it is. Two-time Olympian Deborah Akison said, if I was in that category, I wouldn't feel like I was in an equal situation. I just feel if it's not even that way, why are we doing the sport? Here's the thing, guys. I don't know how to come out on this thing because she passed all the, you know, they put her through hormone tests and stuff. She passed all those hormone tests. And I'm willing to say I'm ignorant. I'm too ignorant on that subject.
You're not a physician?
I'm not a physician, but I can tell you on spec, it doesn't seem fair that somebody who was once a man competes against women in a sport.
Yeah, I get it. And I think this is about to be a really tricky time in sports because this is starting to happen at every level. It's happening.
In MMA. That was a story about six months ago.
I mean, I saw when I was on the road and I was watching a thing on, I think it was like an ESPN 60 or whatever that thing is called, about a high school student that is transitioning from a girl to a boy.
Right.
And so it's happening at every level
of competition.
Well,
we had the wrestler the other day.
The wrestler.
Somebody who used to be a girl that was competing against boys or the other way around.
It was a boy that transitioned to become a female in high school wrestling, won in the state of Texas, and that was a whole thing. Parents up in arms.
No, I thought it was the other way
it
around.
Was the other way,
because
yes.
They wouldn't let him compete against other boys.
And so he was competing against women or girls. Yes. And so this is going to be tricky in a lot of different ways. But the reality of the matter is flip the script because it's happened before, like in the Olympics, where a female competitor who won and dominantly won, it was automatically a question of, oh, well, it has to be a boy.
Talking
and so
about
then
the
they
track.
The track athlete.
Hester Semenya.
Yes, thank you.
And then they start testing people that were born in the gender that they're competing in, and that's what they identify as, but because they're dominant, they're like, well, there must be some kind of, you know, hormonal or genetic, you know, freak mode thing here. And it's not fair. It's not fair.
Without the assumption that she's a man or has too much testosterone.
The Semenya thing is, I think, a different subject altogether. This one, Nate, I'm curious where you come down. And damn it, we're close to a break. But go ahead. Floor is yours. Where are you coming down on this?
I'm reading about the testing, basically.
Yeah.
And the IOC's rules, because that's what this comes down to. These be the rules.
Sure.
And they changed them just a few years ago. There are no restrictions for someone that transitions from being a female to a male. They're able to compete without restrictions.
Sure.
If you're transitioning from male to female, here's some of them. You have to have declared your gender identity as female, and that cannot be changed for a minimum of 4 years for sporting purposes. You have to do a testosterone level test. It has to stay below a certain level for at least 12 months prior to the first competition. Among other things, it has to stay that way throughout the period of desired eligibility to compete in the female category. So, I mean, I don't know. They can test. Like, they do test. It's all very closely monitored. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor either, so I don't know that those tests are perfect. They probably aren't.
But if
it were a person that had not transitioned and they had won so handedly, would we be talking about this
if it wasn't such utter domination? I mean, if you pass the test, what can you say?
I think the idea of men competing against women is not a good idea when it comes to stuff like that, because men are stronger and men are faster than women.
This isn't a contact sport. This is a complete non-contact sport.
But it's strength.
Yeah.
It's not strength.
A man,
they
though.
Have tests.
It's not a man, but it was a man, and that's where I need a doctor to come on and say, okay, if you test below these levels testosterone-wise, will you still have the innate advantages physically that a man would have?
Well,
that's what I need to
they've
know.
They've already determined the testing. So is the question, like, they have to make it that their levels have to be so much lower than a woman that is naturally born a woman?
I need to know, what I need to understand from a doctor is, if your levels are way low, your testosterone levels are way low, does that equate to you now being on a strength level?
So if I went and had my levels tested and compared it to this woman,
yes,
and they were the same, would you be happy with that?
I don't know if happy is the term. I need a doctor to tell me, first off.
I mean, would you be able to accept
we need to understand why men are stronger and faster than women are. We need to understand that, and then I need to understand if this testosterone situation negates that innate advantage. That's what I need to understand before I can really come down on it, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of good reading and a lot of good talking about this. It's a very interesting topic. We'll take a break. When we return, we've got the 10 craziest baseball foods this year at different ballparks. Also, a soccer player had a little slip of the tongue, no pun intended, a couple days ago. We have that audio of him thanking the wrong person when we get back on the drive.
Oh,
Sports
he
1140.
Thanked everybody.
Yeah, KHDK.